Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning into us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So welcome to our final tasting note between our seasons. If you are new to our tasting notes, it is where we talk about your reactions to some of our most popular episodes. And today we are taking it almost all the way back to when season two started. To
one of my favorite topics.
Yes, come on. It is. To episode 202, let's talk about sex, baby.
Sex.
Don't commandeer that song for your pervertedness.
I am married. The marriage bed is undefiled.
Yeah, that means you could be as nasty
trifling
as you want.
I'm trifling.
And we'll also reason. Say, even if you're not married, ladies, even you can be as nasty married. As you want.
You can be
okay?
As nasty we as you want because you're grown.
Exactly. We just want to put that out there.
Just to let you know. But this is my favorite topic. No, this is one of my favorite topics because it is the, you know me, I'm all about like things that are taboo are the things that I'm like, nah. Let's talk about
it. We're going to talk about it. And so episode 202 was the first time that we had Miss Rashida Ahmed on our show. She's actually been on our show twice. Mm-hmm. And Rashida was our first international guest. Mm-hmm. She is from Toronto, Canada, but she is a regionally recognized sex educator and coach. And she's the owner of For the Love of Yoni. She helps empower women all over the world, shed their sexual shame and embrace and increase their sexual pleasure and well-being. And so we knew in season one we wanted to do a sex episode. We just never got to it in season one.
And we ain't know we was gonna have find such a dope person to do it.
Yes, we love Rashida. And yes. So we talked about how to embrace your sexuality and how to tell your partner exactly what you want. And of course, y'all have stuff to say about sex. So.
If y'all had something to say about everything else, y'all definitely had something to say about sex.
So one of the posts that we had, we literally captioned it, "Take Charge in the Bedroom." And Rashida has shared some tips about how to communicate in the bedroom, about picking the right time, how to talk somewhere outside of the bedroom makeup plan. And so one of the comments that was really funny, y'all just have so much to say.
Yeah.
But some of them, so Jay Christian Fields, she did preface her comment with saying she does believe in waiting until you're married because she did. But she said that there was a hilarious episode of New Girl called The Captain that is so good about talking about communicating and keeping people out of your business.
Exactly.
So, because one of the things we did talk about during the episode was, don't nobody need to know what goes on in your bedroom.
Like,
if you want to be as freaky as you want to be,
that's between y'all and y'all
go
being you and your partner or partners.
Go for it.
Whatever you want to do.
Whatever.
Do your thing. What works for you. Okay. But it does make it is so important because, like we said, it's so taboo because, like, number one, being married and sex just changes some. And we've had this conversation multiple times with our single friends and others where we're like, I don't understand. But it's so important. It's so important.
DC Metro Maternity said, this is such an important topic. Talking through difficult things is hard, but I often encourage folks to think of it as practice, as in you don't have to get it right. You don't have to get it perfectly the first time. Because one of the things we touched on in the episode was, like, how do you talk about, Sheree and I have both been with our husbands for a long time. How do you talk about if you want to try new things or if something that used to work ain't really working anymore because you had a baby and now your body feels different and now things don't work the way that they used to. Like, and so Rashida gave really good tips on, you know, how to take charge, how to let your partner know.
And I think that makes a lot of sense because, I mean, we talked about, like, the comfort. That's what it is. It comes down to there's a lot of discomfort because you don't want to make someone feel like they're not pleasing or they're not, like satisfying. Yeah. And you don't want to feel that same way. So it's a very sensitive topic where you're just like.
So Diary of a Black Mom 2 said she's 31 and she's still not fully comfortable with talking about sex or even being more open sexually with her boyfriend. And I think that's like such.
Yeah, so common.
Like even I would like even myself, my husband and I have been together going on 20 years. I still feel sometimes awkward about doing something or trying something new or, you know, because as and I know he's not going to judge me for it. He'll probably laugh with me while I'm laughing at myself.
Yeah.
But you do feel like awkward because in those moments, like the goal is to be sexy.
And also, it is the ultimate vulnerability because, like, nobody wants to be rejected. And we already know that. So you think back and you're like, you obviously know if you're, if we're talking about, like, a healthy relationship, you know that they're not going to be like, put your clothes on. I can't do this. But it's still like, okay, I'm going to try something new. What if he don't like, and then we build it up in our head, like, okay, so that means that he should be like, ooh, baby, come here. And if he not, we're like, can we do that right? I think we did it right.
I feel okay. Was that
yes? Yes? No?
Do you want me to do that again next time? Or is that a no?
And they're like, it's cool. That was nice. What is nice? Nice how?
So
like,
yes.
Nice.
So yes? So yes.
Yes, maybe. You're just like, those are the things that we're like, okay, you know what? You just take the lead. You just tell me. You just tell me.
Well, and that, and I think, like, we talked about this during the episode, that just sex, especially within long-term relationships, can change so much. And so having those conversations about, I used to like this, I don't really like that anymore, and now I want to do this. It can be hard to have those conversations. Mm-hmm. But one of the biggest takeaways that came, I'm almost positive it was from this episode. If not, it was from our second episode with Rashida. But in any way, it was about sex. And it was a takeaway line from the episode. Communication is the best lubrication.
Communication is the best lubrication.
Communication is the best lubrication. Which is exactly what it sounds like, folks. It's exactly what it sounds like. If you want to be satisfied in bed, then you need to talk about it.
It's really like it comes down to that. We know that you want your partner, you both want to feel satisfied, and that requires you to communicate. It requires you to say some things where, and the thing is, it's not like you got to be like, oh no, you ain't got to bop them on their head and be like, stop.
You can just slowly move them to wherever you want them to be,
like left, right, up,
or back. Okay. Like do this, like that is, you can, and I guarantee you, ladies, for those for us hetero ladies, if who are dealing with men, I guarantee you, if you ever tell a man do this, they'll be like, okay, like whatever.
Yes, very much. Okay. Yep. Or, you know, it could be just a good grab or a little clench and they're like, okay. I think.
You like this?
Do that again. It's just the things like you don't always, because when we say communication, I think it has to be said, we're not talking about words all the time. Okay. No. Sometimes it's just a matter of like, okay, look, no, not there. Right there. There you go.
Yep. Like a simple, like, don't stop.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't stop right there. That's all you need to say sometimes.
I'm just saying. You're like, oh, okay. Oh, cool. That's new.
this is what you like?
Yeah. Afterwards, like, you know, having a conversation. Like, I know we talk about time, but it's like,
No, I've definitely had, like, after the fact, been like, so that thing.
That you just did.
We should do that again. We should do that more often.
Exactly. Like, so how you started that, awesome.
Yeah,
anytime.
And I do say, so, you know, timing is everything. Don't give the criticisms right after, but certainly if they was on their A game, praise works well.
Oh my gosh.
in either gender, praise works well.
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
And like I legit think, like I said, like saying things like, so what you did during this time, like we should do that again.
We should do that because like, not only
like are you like hyping their head, but you're telling them that's what I like. Okay. Like I liked that you did that. Do it again.
Exactly. And that's all it is. Like, we're not, because, and that's why timing is everything, because we're not sitting there saying, where you're just like, so it's like, it's not like we're in a, what is it? American Idol. So it's a no for me.
That was a no,
like,
for me.
No,
dog.
It's like, no, it's not like that. But you're just
take
like
it all the way back to Randy like, Jackson. That was a no, for me, dog. For me,
like, it's like, it's not that you, even if you don't like something or you weren't fond of it, it's like, I haven't also
actually, compliment sandwich. Yep.
Or leave with what was good. Just be like, oh, that was cool. A little bit less. And then yeah. But that definitely, whatever that you, one. That yep. one.
That one.
Always end with something where you were like, hey.
That last thing you did? Yes.
Sir. Or ma'am, whatever.
And I just want y'all, because this whole conversation has been nothing but me and Sheree just like approving of whatever our husbands do. Just fill in whatever blanks you need to in your own relationship.
And the thing is, like, we're trying to be
when we say what
less,
that
so
thing is.
Be, like, that thing, you did that thing that you be doing, that thing. You know, just that thing be thing.
Fill that in with your own relationships, exactly, whatever that thing is for you.
Like, you know, when that thing be thinging, you know, I be like, hey.
That is one of my favorite phrases, like when that thing be thinging.
Because at the end of the day, it's like, fill in the blank. It can be whatever you need it to be. But it's very important, because at the end of the day, that's the other thing I think that we talked about in both times that we had Rashida on, is that sex is fun. Everything that we're talking about, is it's not a chore. It should not feel like a chore. It shouldn't feel like you get into the place where you're like, okay, come on, let's do this. It's like, if it gets to a place where it's not fun, then that's when we got to spice it up, do something different. Like, that's why we can laugh about it so much, is because, like, no, this is a fun topic.
And we really talked about, like, we dive deep into the episode about the fact, you know, women aren't taught to embrace their sexuality. They're not really taught to enjoy sex. And so that
it's like a means to an end.
Yeah. And that's what Rashida really helps women with, is really embracing the fact that you shouldn't have, as a woman, especially, you should not have shame around sex. Like, embrace it, like sex. It's okay to like sex. Like, it's good to like sex. Like, men aren't the only ones who out here need to be enjoying themselves. So,
I was going to say, apparently Music Soul and Curls just put like most, like, had multiple comments where it's like, yo, like, best effing talk ever. And it's like, just laughing and everything like that. And they say, like, we put it out there, and it's just, that's what it is. And that's what they love. And I think that is what it is. The talks that we have on the podcast are so fun, because there ain't nothing else I could say. It is what it is. The good, the bad, the raunchy.
Man, Sheree's always here for the raunchy.
I'm always here for the raunchy.
Always here for the raunchy.
Like, I live in raunch.
So if you didn't listen to the episode, make sure that you check it out. It's episode 202. Let's talk about sex, baby. Again, it was with our guest, Rashida Ahmed. She also was on another episode of ours as well. She's an amazing, amazing just woman. I think what she does is awesome. And so make sure that you check out her. She is on I Am Rashida Ahmed on Instagram. And For the Love of Yoni is her website, but you can actually find all of that in our episode show notes on the website. If you like the episode, make sure that you rate and review us. We are available on all of your major podcast platforms like Apple, Google, Stitcher, and Spotify. The rate and the reviewing really helps us out, because it helps other people find the show. If you want to support the show, you can do so on patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast. For as little as, I sound like an infomercial, for as little as $3
a month. $3 a month. You can support this. You can support us and help us feed our producer.
For Josh, that's for you. Yes, but for as little as $3 a month, which ain't nothing but a cup of coffee, you can help us.
Cue Sarah McLachlan song.
You can help us throw some dollars at our producer, Rajesh. He does this for free and we love him, but we would also love to pay him. But you get a lot of perks for supporting the show and being part of our Sip Squad. We do things like our Vino Corner, where we talk more in depth about the wines that we're drinking every episode. We have behind the scenes, where you get to see this foolishness that we're doing right now.
Yes, like, that's what I was going to say. If you want to hear, like, how, like, unedited this is.
you can join our SIP squad and do all of that. We are super excited because next Wednesday season 3. It's because this one was episode 2. My favorite sound. Season 3 drops next Wednesday, which is May 5th. It drops Cinco de Mayo, y'all. So y'all know we're going to bring something special for Cinco de Mayo. So make sure that you are following and doing all of that good stuff so you can hear us. You can follow us on Instagram at Swirl and Sip Podcast. If you have suggestions for the show, we're always open to topics that you want to hear from us talk about, because we'll talk about anything. So
even
we're always open to it.
Started.
Yeah. So you can email us at hello@swirlandsippodcast and make sure that you have not only your wine glasses, but get yourself a good bottle, because season 3 is going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of great guests coming up this season. We're super excited about it. And so make sure that you have a wine glass and a bottle ready for season 3.
Bye.